Hello and welcome to the Adventures in Marketing podcast. I'm your host, Gwen Montoya. I'm a marketing strategist and coach. This podcast is for those looking for marketing ideas, inspiration, and information, because I don't think marketing has to be scary. If this is your first time, thank you for giving us a shot. If you're back after listening to previous episodes, thank you so much for coming back. If you've left me a review, thank you so much. Those are amazing to read. And as I'm sitting here basically talking to myself at my desk, it's fabulous to get some feedback. If you haven't hit the subscribe button, definitely take a moment to do that and you'll automatically get the new episodes and you won't have to remember to find them. Before we dive into this week's episode, I wanted to remind you that registration is open for my upcoming e-course that starts on June 22nd. It's called Using Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook to Grow Your Business. I am running this first version as a live course. So there'll be all of the videos, all of the links, all of the things you need, all the PDFs, all the downloads, all that stuff, and a live Facebook group also for ongoing discussion and conversation, answering questions. I'm limiting it to only 30 people because I really like my groups to be hands-on. So hopefully I will see you there. So today's episode is about taking the compliment. I am so excited about this one. I actually have been looking forward to this so much. It was one of the ones that I sketched out before I launched the podcast. I have this book, a notebook, because of course I have notebooks. And I sketched out this particular episode based on an encounter I had in the grocery store. And it was so fresh in my mind, and I've been waiting to do this one, but I had others that I wanted to do first. So now we're finally here, and I am really, really excited to do this episode. Taking the compliment just means exactly that. When somebody tells you you did a great job, we downplay it, right? We say, oh no, it wasn't that hard, or we try to push the credit to somebody else, and we really just need to stand up and take the credit. And like I said, this was inspired by a lady I ran into at the grocery store. So I was at the grocery store. It was probably like 9 o'clock at night, and I had, you know, of course, forgotten things. So I had my list scribbled on the back of an envelope to run in and grab a few things. And this lady was in the same aisle as I was. And she had this amazing, I wish I could have taken a picture. It was so impressive. It was a binder, like a legit, like 3-inch binder that had tabs and pockets, and everything was organized, and it was her coupons, and all of those things were organized. And I basically said like how in awe I was of her system, because it was amazing. And I was just so impressed. She was like, oh, well, it's really messy right now. And, oh, I don't know. And I just wanted to tell her, but I don't necessarily say this to strangers I've just met for the first time, because that's weird. But I just really wanted to say like, no, take the compliment. I'm telling you, you're doing something really cool. Just say thank you and move on. But she diminished her own work and her own skills. And I see it all the time in the women that I work with. And I know that I am also an offender. I try to be good about it, but sometimes it's really hard. 99% of the time, if you give me a compliment, I look like a deer in headlights, but I am trying to get better at it. And even if I'm not fabulous in the moment of getting a compliment, I really do take them to heart. And I hope you do too. I hope when somebody tells you that you've done something really amazing, that you savor that, because they're taking time out of their day to tell you that you're doing something really cool. That's really important. And that's meaningful. It means a lot to the person to give you the compliments. Just take it. When I was prepping for this episode, I kind of wanted to see what kind of advice was out there. Since my advice is just like take the compliment, I wanted to see if there was anything out there that was maybe a list of like really great ways to accept compliments. There were 103 million hits on how to take a compliment. So clearly, this is an issue that people struggle with. But so many of the articles started with or had it somewhere in the copy that you don't have to be cocky or arrogant to receive a compliment. And I think right there, I want to separate those two things, because being really good at what you do and recognizing that and owning that does not make you cocky or arrogant. It makes you confident, and it makes you sure of what you're doing. Especially for women, so often what we're told is the minute we stick our heads above the weeds or the minute we get out in front of the pack, we are immediately torn down, or we feel like we're going to be torn down, or the culture sort of tears us down about why is she like that? What makes her think that she can do that? Why does she feel like she has that ability to do that? And I just really want to change the conversation around giving compliments and receiving compliments and owning our skill set, because this ties into so many things. If you are hesitant to accept a compliment, or you don't really feel like you deserve it, or you don't feel like that you're worthy of that, that's going to be reflected in your copy. You're not going to be as confident when you talk about what you do. It's going to be reflected in your marketing. You're not going to want to put yourself out there. It's obviously going to be reflected in your prices, which you know I will nag you about forever. You won't charge what you're supposed to be charging or what you should be charging because you're not trusting that you're good at what you do, even though you have the evidence. I mean, if you're terrible at what you do and everybody who works with you hates you, then like probably not a time to raise your prices. But for the vast majority of women that I work with, they're stuck in a lower pricing situation because they don't feel confident in what they're doing. And so often those are signals and messages that they're getting from society and unfortunately sometimes from their own families that the thing they're doing isn't unique enough or special enough or valuable enough to be either charged for it all or charged accurately. And they certainly shouldn't be confident in it because it's just this little thing that they do. And I just really want to help people recognize that when you're doing something and you're creating something for other people, that has value, even if it's easy for you, even if it's fun, even if it feels like a vacation every time you do it, that's still something somebody else either can't do or doesn't want to do themselves. And you should be compensated for that. I did not intend to take that on a pricing rant, but there we go. So it all goes back to when somebody tells you you're good at something, just take the compliment. Even in a day-to-day situation, if somebody tells you that you are good at something or that they're impressed with something that you do, say thank you. Say that means a lot. Say, I appreciate that you noticed. That really changes the way that we accept it. It changes the way that our culture hopefully gives compliments and receives compliments. It makes us feel good, right? We're doing something and somebody noticed it. And isn't that the point sometimes of the things that we do, is to do it well enough for people to notice? The next time you get a compliment, you can say, thank you. You can say, you are too kind. You can say, I'm glad you noticed. But you really need to stop saying, it wasn't a big deal. That's okay. Somebody else did more work. Like, move away from that. And if the best you can do is just to say thank you, if anything else feels like bragging or it feels like it's too much of an intense thing for you to do in the moment, that's okay. Thank you is a complete sentence. I will actually be linking in the show notes this really cool website I found about sending notes. And you don't necessarily have to send notes, but I really like the number of ways that the person who put this list together says thank you or thank you for noticing in really generous and kind terms. And so I wanted to share that with you. So this was the whole episode. This one is really short. I just really want you to take the compliment. If you need to practice. You can say that you're good at what you do. That's okay. I really want you to be proud of the work that you're doing. I want you to enjoy it because compliments are lovely and we should all be giving them and receiving them. So the next time you run into somebody and you love what she's doing, give her a compliment. It will mean the world to her. Maybe you'll even help her say thank you. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. Don't forget to check the show notes for that link about writing thank you notes and different ways to say thank you. And I will also put the link to join my e-course starting on June 22nd, called Using Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook to Grow Your Business. Hopefully I'll see some of you there.